Hello, everybody. This is Packard Pokes at the staff meeting. This is episode 371. I'm going to try to get a hold of Connie right now. As soon as I get my gap window open here. There we go. Alrighty, where is... And we are doing something different today. We are broadcasting on Blab. Here's the situation. My iPad, which I've been using to broadcast to the broadcast the staff meeting shows on, has decided to quit working. So I had to do something with that, and I remembered this app being a thing, and I checked to see if there had a website where we could broadcast from as well, and so we are doing that.
Hello.
Hello, Connie.
How are you?
Not too bad. I was just telling our listeners that we are now broadcasting on, for the staff meeting, on Blab, blab.im. Yeah, I know.
Blab.
Blab. It actually has a desktop web app as well as an app for the phone. So you can watch us on the phone or you can watch us at the desktop, whichever one is suiting you, of course.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, all right. Oh, my goodness. Excuse me. I got wiped out last week.
I bet.
It's just... Oh. Doing good today. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Good. I was actually able to... let's see here. Yeah, okay. Oh, my followers. Okay, whatever. I just signed up, but I've already got followers. Whatever. anyway, since the website is visual, I am using the same program I use for the show. It's just a different visuals. I just got a world spinning behind me. It's coming to get me right now. So. If it hits me, if you hear a large thunk, that means the world has hit me, and we're all in a deep world of shit. So
I figure we're already there.
Yeah, some with all the shit going on. I sent you some articles. I don't have Firefox up where I could reach these articles, so I can't.
I have them on my bookmarks bar.
Okay, so. Can you send me the one that I just before the last one I sent you, because I was unable to retrieve that one in time. It's about this satanic thing there, the satanic temples.
Oh, the one that I shared with you, I think.
Yeah.
Sure.
And maybe all of them.
Yeah, I gotta say, I have them all up here.
Okay,
so
yeah.
I
could
do them
you?
Any order
yeah,
you want.
I would. Any way you want to talk about these, be fine.
Sure, I'll just I'll start copying them. So there's that one. 1, 2, okay. 3, 4, 5, counting the last one.
Okay.
So all right.
Now I have not restart. I did not restart this computer beforehand, so we might get a little dropouts. I do apologize, everybody. That's my fault because the computer is struggling otherwise. Oh, by the way, we do have a guest lined up for next week.
Okay.
And that is, he goes by the handle Dark Ram 6. Dark Ram 6. That's his YouTube channel.
Bar Ram you.
Dark Ram 6. He's actually he's just starting out, so he doesn't have a whole lot of subscribers, but he's very interesting. And okay. I don't invite people who aren't interesting to the show. Wait a minute. What the hell am I doing here? Shit, I better shut down. No.
Let's see. I think those are all of them then.
Okay. So. I'll open them up as we get to them.
Sure.
Let's go after the first one you just sent me. The Satanic Temple responds to a claim that it has no right to after-school clubs because reasons. Of course. Reasons. Reasons. We don't
because
like...
Because allowing them to be here would infringe on Christians' rights to be the only thing,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty sure that's not how it works.
Right, exactly. I'm quite certain that's not how it works. I don't know if it went out for the posting on this. Let's see here. Okay, here. I'm trying to send something out to Facebook right now, actually. It allows me to send out to Twitter and Facebook.
Oh. I love the name they picked for the club, too.
Yeah, well, I haven't looked that far yet. One second. There we go. Post to Facebook. There we go. I don't know if there's anybody watching. I can't see. I think there's a counter here and hands. Not showing up on my screen otherwise. I really don't know what that is. I guess no one is... I could actually record from here if I wanted to. Nice. Well, I'm not going to do that because I do... We did this... We record this later, so... I'll record this for posting for later, so I'm not going to worry about that. Like I said, this is all new for me. I do apologize. I'm kind of like, what the hell are you doing there, Packard? So anyway, going back to this article for just a moment here. Big news this week. Big news. Big news. Big, big news has been launched at the Satanic Temple's after school program. After School Satan. That's a neat name. The ASSC. Assy! Brilliant. Brilliant. The club envisioned as an alternative evangelical good news club, an alternative to the good news club, emphasized on a scientific, rationalist, non-superstitious worldview. What could possibly go wrong? In the curriculum, as an alternative to the good news clubs, After School Satan is meant to ensure that the separation of church and state is being upheld. Good for them.
Yep.
According to the Satanic Temple's ASCII club, I'm going to call it ASCII, website, the Satanic Temple does not advocate for religion in schools. However, once religion invades schools, as the good news clubs have, the Satanic Temple will fight to ensure the plurality and the true religious liberty are respected. Very good. Very good.
Yes.
Unsurprisingly, the ASSC program has drawn the ire of religious conservatives. Oh, no. On August 2nd, the Liberty Council issued a statement saying, fuck the Liberty Council. Who the fuck could listen to these fuckers? Saying the Satanic Temple does not have a right to their program in public schools. Really? It doesn't? You sure about that? If the Christian clubs are allowed in there, then they have a right to be there too. It's not just not one religion. If a Muslim group wanted to set up shop there, they could easily do so as well. Or Buddhist,
right.
Or a Flying Spaghetti Monster, whatever. If you're in there, they get to be there too. You don't get to say, hey, it's just our religion because we think this is a Christian nation, which it is completely not. Anyway, they said that in the press release, Matt Staver, fucker, founder and chairman of the Liberty Council, is quoted in saying the so-called satanic temple group is a handful of atheists masquerading as so-called Satanists. So what?
That they were real Satanists?
No true Satanists, Connie. No true Satanists.
It's like, oh, God. Yes.
The group is not legitimate. Okay, then neither is yours, fuckface. Your group is not legitimate either. Not everybody there that goes to your clubs probably is, they're probably agnostic on the whole thing. They're probably just being pressured to go.
Yeah.
Its only reason to exist is to oppose the Good News Clubs. So what? Are you afraid of competition?
So much for your Bible, you know, being the inspired and holy truth, the word of God.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
You're that afraid?
They must be really afraid. The Good News Clubs teach morals, character development, patriotism, and respect from a Christian viewpoint. Religious morals? Have you read that book? Have you actually read that book?
Yeah. No.
No, you haven't. Public schools welcome these clubs because they improve the behavior of students, and the Supreme Court has sided with these clubs.
No.
No.
Hasn't sided with the clubs. It's sided with the this opportunity that to have that access, but
right.
They're taking this to mean.
Yeah, they're taking it to mean that it's like just, yeah, exactly, just them, no. The press release goes on to say that these so-called Satanist groups have nothing good to offer the students, and the entire reason for existence is to be disruptive. Teaching kids logic, that's disruptive? Oh, yeah, teaching kids not to question things is a bad thing because, well, we gotta have control. Otherwise, our money collapses. And that's what it boils down to. And the schools do not have to tolerate groups that disrupt school and target other legitimate clubs. Then your club shouldn't be there either, dude.
Yes.
Because
Yeah, it's, go ahead,
I'm sorry. I was just going to say that your religious stuff does disrupt the school. The fact that it's being there is just very disruptive because you're teaching children that science isn't a plausible thing, and that our science is a religion when it clearly is not, and that God is real with no evidence.
Oh, look at the trees. That's the perfect reason for God.
No, that's not evidence for God either. That's evidence of trees and evidence of nature, not evidence of a god. Let's see here. No sane parent would consent to allow their children to attend this group. No sane parent would allow their child to attend your group either, dickhead. That's the insanity that you guys have is right there.
Only parents who believe that fear is the main motivation for good behavior.
Absolutely.
Yep.
We still have no viewers, by the way, as far as I can tell. I don't know. I'm new to this thing. I don't know if I'm doing it right.
And again, I don't know if you want to read the whole thing, but
no, you can continue on there while
I read this out loud and to my son and my granddaughter. And I love the response by the Satanic Temple because it's very eloquent. It's not, it's not all of this ad hominem, verbal
diarrhea of the mouth.
Yeah, verbal spitting on the microphone of the of Matt Staver for the Liberty Council.
Yeah.
Matt Staver's response on behalf of the Liberty Council demonstrates the hypocrisy of organizations that tout religious liberty. The Child Evangelism Fellowship, which is represented by the Liberty Council, is the group that insisted that religion should be injected into the limited public forum of public elementary schools in the name of plurality. Immediately upon the request of the Satanic Temple to have the same privileges as his group, Staver denounced them as illegitimate and nothing but a disruption. Having not seen the curriculum, this is disingenuous and simply untrue. And I was going to say, I bet they haven't even looked at the curriculum. The constitutional caveat to the ruling of the Liberty Council fought to create the constitutional caveat to the ruling the Liberty Council fought to create is that there can be no viewpoint discrimination against other participating groups as long as there is a positive character building message for children. To preclude another religion's opportunity would be to violate the Establishment Clause of the Constitution by promoting one faith over another. The irony of Staver's assertion is that any disruption that would ensue from this endeavor would be protests from adherents to the groups that his organization fought to allow in the public schools to begin with. This heckler's veto is not grounds for suppression of free speech and the free exercise of religion. The legal precedent that prohibits the substantial and material disruption of an educational institution, was regarding the pro-life Day of the Fetus disaster organized by Christian fundamentalists. It ended in the burning of plastic babies with their heads torn off. It was found to be highly and predictably disruptive.
Oh, geez.
However, the Satanic Temple has no interest in this type of mayhem or misconduct. It is not grounds for the denial of the Satanic Temple's after-school program. And I'm just waiting for the fact that the Christians are just going to take the marbles and collectively go home and say, well, if we can't be the only game in town, then nobody gets to do it. It's just, but my son and my granddaughter, we were having a really good laugh about this because I said, I love Satanic Temple because they're just the biggest trolls when they bring this to town every single time. The fundamentalists lose their shit.
Oh yeah, absolutely. No, you're right. They're the biggest. Yeah. They're the best trolls. They are the best trolls.
Yes. So, and my son, I even said, yeah, they had something about a coloring book that they wanted to get into schools. I said, yes, they did.
Yeah, they wanted to hand out coloring books. Mm-hmm. Oh no, can't have that. You know, Satan stuff. Oh no.
Oh, this made my day. Fine, you know, reading that article earlier. Even if we don't talk about it on Friday, I was like, oh, yes, thank you.
Yeah.
I needed a laugh. Oh, but.
I'll at least get to those other stories here.
Sure.
Let me try to get to them anyway. Someone did ask us to talk. I kind of mentioned the show to somebody a little while ago. And earlier today, actually, and they said that we should talk about the Olympics, maybe. I was like, maybe we'll see what happens. Okay, there we are. Idaho Faith Healer. Oh, I remember hearing about this guy. Did I send this one to you?
Yes, you did. Okay. And actually, that's the same group that they also are really big down in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
They have your pockets down in Oregon where they try to do this kind of same thing, though. So, yes.
Okay. Let's see here. My computer's been bogging really bad, so trying to get stories to load is a little difficult.
Yeah, Idaho Faith Healer vows to defy any new law protecting children. Medicine mm-hmm. is a product from Satan, the headline.
Yeah, an Idaho. Oh, vice.
Idaho?
An Idaho? Idaho. Idaho.
I like that.
Idaho.
ODD.
ODD. ODD. Idaho. An Idaho faith healer told lawmakers that he would disobey any efforts to force religious families to seek medical treatment for sick or injured children. Your children's leg is coming off the knee. Just pray for it. Just pray for it to go back in. Don't touch it. Just pray for it.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. That's not going to do a thing. Legislative work group heard testimony last week from legal experts, child welfare workers, and a member of the Followers of Christ religious sect as lawmakers considered ending a religious exemption for medical care, reported the Spokesman Review. You actually had to think about this? You had to say, these religious sects are not taking their kids to get medical treatment. And they're dying at astonishing rates. Do you think we should probably do something about it? I don't know. Seems sketchy to me.
Well, you don't want to trample on their religious freedoms.
Yeah, religious freedom. Don't worry about the rights of the child at all. That they say the child has rights to live, but unless we pray and they die, in which case it's in God's hands.
Yeah.
Dan Savvy, who was supported by half a dozen other church members, so what? Was the first Followers of Christ members to address the sex, faith, healing beliefs in a public forum. Suffering is real. It's real all over the world, and it's real right here, and it's real personally. I'm going to eat my desk. I'm going to eat my desk.
I'm not quite sure what, well, I actually, having read a little bit about the sect, about this Christian religion.
Yeah.
That's kind of their thinking. I seem to vaguely remember that's the point of this, is that it's not really disease, it's suffering and it's sin or something like that. I'd have to read about it.
You know who is also about suffering? Mother Teresa. She would take millions and billions in, and she would put people in these little cots and these sacked rooms. And they were all fucking horrible. And they're living in their own filth. It's like, it's about suffering. Suffering brings you closer to God.
Suffering cleanses the soul or something like
yeah,
that.
The woman was fucking demented. The woman was fucking sicko. But she was
what is that?
Next to God.
Munchausen disease on a global scale.
Yeah.
Just really bad.
Yeah. He continues on here and says, and there's no greater suffering than one that is personal to oneself, whether it to be to himself or his children. And I, as a parent, find the suffering of my children far greater than my own. Okay, that last bit, I kind of agree. Because, like, yeah, if my kids are suffering, I hurt because my kids are suffering. I want to do something about it. I want to take away their pain. I take them to the doctor.
This sounds more like, oh, this is going to hurt me more than it does you, when as somebody's ripping off their belt and getting ready to,
that mentality. Yeah, that's
their
true.
Kid. It's, I'm going, no, that should compel you to compassion, to getting, like you said, like getting them to a doctor, getting them to somebody who can help. You know, it's beyond just getting, well, they didn't even believe in aspirin, but.
Oh, that's really sucky.
Yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt, but
no, it's all right. The I was looking to see if we had any followers yet, but no,
oh,
one's watching. Yeah, no one's watching. No one's watching us. Anyway,
I'm not too loud, am I?
No, you're not too loud. Not too loud at all.
Okay. All right.
It just said I'm just trying to get to the point here.
Right.
Let's see here. Let's see. We both want to protect the children, so we have no conflict on that point, he said. And I agree on that point. It appears that the conflict centers on the definition of neglect. If you were to institute state-licensed medical care as the only form of treatment, all else by definition neglect, then that is unacceptable. Oh my God, he is fucking way off the mark here.
Well, now, as a parent, you know, there's times that you think, you know, your child is just sort of sick. And I've done this before where I waited to take a child in and they were sicker than I had originally.
I get that.
Evaluated. And so I wouldn't, well, in that case, you know, you're not wanting to make the error of taking your child in every time they have a sniffle or something like that. And so in that sense, but I think he's conflating this with something else.
Yeah. He's definitely conflating with something else.
Yeah.
You know, you're right. When my kids were little, I mean, if they had little stuff I could deal with, but when it was something that was like out of control and it took longer than it should have, then mm-hmm. I would take them to the doctor. Or if it was something immediate, then I would do it then. But other than that,
well, one of some of my kids are like myself, or even my husband now, and we have a very high threshold of pain. Mm. And I took my eldest child in, and my doctor said, well, he's already almost better, but I'm about ready to put your second child in the hospital. And I was really surprised because he didn't fuss and he didn't appear to be running a fever or anything like that. And it was, and he was actually quite sick. And I didn't even know, because again, he wasn't symptomatic. And so it was really shocking to me. So from then on, I mean, if anybody was sick, I would automatically check him, because I'm like,
yeah,
you know, I knew that, but yeah, sorry. That's not really about what we're talking about, but it kind of is.
It kind of is. Yeah. No, you're right. It kind of is.
Yeah. So anyway,
52-year-old Savy, who raised three of his own children to adulthood, said that the other church members did not want to see anyone suffer, but he disagreed with the state. Jeffrey Sido, Republican Territon, who described medicine as one of God's gifts. All right, I agree with him that medicine is a gift from God. Medicine is a gift from man, because we went out and looked for that shit.
Yes.
We figured that shit out. Hey, we have a headache. We make a thing called an aspirin or a Tylenol or a ibuprofen. That's a man-made thing. That's not a God thing.
That's not assuming it's demons or sins. That's eating that headache.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is, the thing is here that I understand what he was trying to appeal to. He was trying to go, well, we are trying to say that this is also part of God's plan to have medicine. That's what he's trying. That's what this Republican's trying to say. Well, and I've had this conversation with religious people before. They try to say, well, God gave us the information to make this thing so we could heal. So it's like we're in working with concert with God and crap like that. And it's just not true. We actually went out and did the research. We guided our own hands to this thing through experimentation. This works. This doesn't work. Because if God was real and was guiding us, he would have, if God was benevolent in any way, shape, or form, he would have said, hey, the tree that you're looking for that's going to cure cancer, it's over at this address, it's over at these GPS coordinates, all you got to do is cut it down and then do this, A, B, C, D, and then, boom, cure for cancer. None of that shit happens!
No, instead it's a tree, and two people in a garden ate the fruit, and that's why this is happening. If God really knew, then we wouldn't have 10 commandments and the first four be about, you know, only worship me. They would have been about, you know, disease is caught, you know, is spread this way, wash your hands, blah, blah, blah. God would have informed us of a lot more really useful things. Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
The next. Sentences basically state what their religion is
about. We believe that the pharmaceuticals and medicine is a product from Satan. Proof can be found in one of the lost books of Enoch. No. He also described medicine as witchcraft and sorcery.
Yes.
Booyah! Blah, 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 blah. Okay, I'm going to... There's an old saying, any technology or information that is well beyond you can be, if for the difference is sufficient enough, where the technology is sufficient enough, where it appears to be magical, where you don't know or understand how it happens. Let's say I take an iPad or an iPhone. Let's go back 200 years. I could go back further. It would still be the same. I could actually go back. I could come back forward ahead a little bit, maybe 150 to 150 years, maybe 100 years.
I was going to say, even before the internal combustion engine, I think that especially in some more remote places, even here in America, you would have blown people away.
Yeah, exactly.
You
and
would,
an iPhone?
Would have not known.
Yeah, an iPhone, and I could pull up information. Let's just say I downloaded the entire Wikipedia to it, in which they have apps for that. And I could pull up any fact of anything that's going to happen. And let's say, and I said, okay, because I'm in this time period, I can see where all these earthquakes happen. Let's just say, let's just go with that. And we did this thing where I said, okay, there's going to be an earthquake in this general area in this time period. And an earthquake happens because I predicted it. Actually, I didn't. I just pulled up the information from the source of what I actually already had.
You could be wicked rich, you know that.
Yeah, right? I could be wickedly rich.
Just a more devious person.
I'm more devious person. Yeah, I could go back in time and play the stock market easily. And they would think that was magic. Or I could just show someone just a video, you know, someone cats dancing on the screen. They would think that was witchcraft or something.
Yes, they would.
Yeah. Or cats dancing or doing things. Anything.
The one guy who specializes in making the cats appear to be driving cars and all these other things. So they were just like, oh my God, that cat's, you know, they're possessed.
The cat playing the piano. Ding, 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 ding. And they're playing real music behind it. Like the cat's actually playing the music.
Yeah.
So.
But back to the thing, actually, in the next paragraph, in the very first sentence, it says exactly why they want to deny their children pharmaceuticals. It's those who imbibe in these things will not attain a home in heaven. This is all about, it's religion's big excuse for why why they do things. As well, this is, you know, ensures that our children will be in heaven. These people will be in heaven, because if you don't believe this, then, you know, your eternal soul is damned. This is, they love their child enough to let them die rather than wind up in hell.
Yeah.
Fuck you. this is indoctrination of children to an absolute extreme. This is crazy.
Oh, it is. It's absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
I'm trying to set up my phone so people can see me on. We're on Meerkat. I just put it up for Meerkat on my phone. My phone still has a camera. My phone has a camera on it, and it's falling over. But you're not going to be able to hear both ends of the conversation. I apologize.
Witchcraft.
It's witchcraft. No one's watching us there either, because I didn't.
Warlock.
Yeah, I'm a warlock. Bah.
Bah.
By the way, I don't know if they're going to be able to hear me anyway. There's nobody watching anyway, but at the moment, I just put on there, join us on blab.am if you want to.
So, blab.am.
I am.
I am.
Yeah, blab.im.
Okay.
So, he told the lawmakers that taking medicine put church members' very eternal lives in jeopardy. No, it does not. It does fucking not. Because the fact is that it's very simple, people. It's very simple. There is no eternal life after you die. Is that simple enough? Can we make that even more simple? If I take a medicine, God's going to go, I wanted you to have that headache. So now that you usurped my ability to give you a headache, so you're going to go to hell. Well, that makes you a bad deity, fucker.
That's right.
The committee will continue to meet this summer, but it's not quite clear if they'll submit any recommendation before next year's legislation session. Jesus. This Republican lawmaker, he's trying to do a good thing. I think he's trying to do a good thing to convince these nut bars that, hey, don't do this shit. Take care of your kids, but...
Idaho and Eastern Washington, and Eastern Oregon... They tend to be very, if not conservative, like GOP, they tend to be very most libertarian in their leanings. And it's just people move there because they don't want people telling them what to do.
Yeah.
It's almost like, I want to say survivalist. What is that called? Off the grid.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of thinking. So it's interesting that the legislators are trying to make people comply with this.
Yeah.
Whether or not it's what they really think, or whether it's just because they don't want to lose like government, the federal funding for stuff, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a real good luck to them, because again, I know that's why a lot of people move there.
And so. This guy, there's a picture of this guy. Well, there's a video of it, but this guy, he's in his picnic table shirt.
But I like, he's got a kicky little scarf with a little bolo on it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cute.
He looks like his elevator doesn't go all the way up to the top floor. I'm just saying. Hello, the person that's watching us on Meerkat. We're over on Blab now. I hate to push people to go to Blab, but if you want to watch us over there, you'll be able to hear both sides of the conversation. My iPad died, and I'm I need to restore the stupid thing, and I'm trying to not do that if at all possible, because I'm going to lose a lot of shit that I have on there, and I have way of getting it off otherwise. So I'm trying to bring us over to a new platform, which I can actually broadcast from, and you can actually see a little spinning earth behind me and make my green screen actually do its job. So otherwise you're not going to hear Connie. You're just going to hear half the conversation. You're not going to hear both ends unless I do this. Hang on a second. This is going to sound, this may look, this, well, see these headphones? Well, this is the new resting home for my phone here. I don't know. I don't know if this is even going to work. I'm gonna try to make this a work. There, my headphones are now. Headphones are now. There. I don't know if anybody can hear anything. I can't make this thing.
I'm sit. Packard's head, and I don't actually exist.
Yeah. So I'm trying to get this to lean without falling over, but it's a little difficult. So I'm. Hey, it's staying put. So we're now in two locations.
Coming at you in 3D.
Coming at you at three in two locations over here on Meerkat and Blab. We're blabbing away. You can join the conversation. You can send us a message over there too if you want to. Whatever.
I like this story a lot, by the way.
I like this story too. Let me take a look at the next story here. Because we only have room for a few, unfortunately. Whoops, I did not want to go into that one. I went into the wrong application. Now you can hear Connie, sort of, I guess. I don't know if you can hear or not. I don't know if you'll be able to hear her. But if you can, let me know. Otherwise, you're just here. You're just, the only voice you're going to hear is the one that's coming from my head. I think. Yeah, that's on. Okay. Let's see here.
Sorry, I should just let you read all the articles then. If that's a problem, I didn't even realize that was a problem.
No. That's I'm broadcasting a blab. I mean, that's the
okay.
Oh, the Trump Tower Claire pulled into the building by police. Okay. Developing story. Someone's climbing the Trump Tower, and he just got pulled inside. This started earlier, about 2 hours ago. So some guys, I don't know what his motivations were, but they don't like it when people climb buildings because that's not a safe thing to do. Okay, haul him into the woods to safety.
There was a standoff. Oh, man, he's not a giant monkey.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe the elevators were out of service and that was his only way to get to the top. Take the stairs.
Yeah, because Trump didn't pay any of the people who built his shit.
Yeah, he didn't pay the people to put the electricity in, and he's not paying for the elevators to go up and down, apparently.
Yeah, well, his elevator doesn't go up and down.
His does goes down. And it's not because it's being powered to go down. It's going down because it's falling.
I blame his tiny, tiny hands.
They're huge. Trump's hands are huge. Anyway, William Tell Mayor says the Ark Encounter is not the economic boon they expected.
No.
Imagine that.
Really? God.
Who saw that coming? Me. Every atheist out there who said, this is not a good thing. Every secular person who said, this is not a good thing. Yeah.
Kentucky has a billion problems, and Ken Ham is just one of them, but it's going to be a really big one.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. 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 That's for sure. Williamson County expected a big economic boon. Boon. And I am saying it, boon. It's, I thought it was a, with an M, boon. Boom. After the arrival of Ken Ham's ARC encounter in early July, the reality, however, is much different. Can you imagine that? We do have some tourists, quote-unquote, exploring the town, said Williamson's mayor, Rick Skinner. Skinner! Sorry, I could not. I couldn't help myself. As merchants are getting more advertising with the ARC, we're picking up traffic. But it's not as been as immediate as we thought it might be. The lack of tourists can be likely contributed to a few factors. Damn atheists! You yes, damn atheists! We would have been doing a lot better if you guys had not been here! Really?
We would have gotten away with it, too.
We would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for you damn atheists. One visitation to the park has been a lot lower than expectations set by Ham. The guy believes that a magic sky monkey washed away the entire planet with dinosaurs on a boat, and you guys believed him.
Wow. Guess that, you know, what's his name? Ringling Brothers. Suckers are born every day.
Yep. Barnum and Bailey said it.
Thank you very much.
A sucker is born every minute, and Ken Ham is an all-day sucker. Or at least this mayor is an all-day sucker when it comes to Ken Ham. He got in there. Nothing wrong with doing this. If you like that, that's fine. But when it comes to economics, it's not what we want to do. The crowds for opening day peaked at 5,000 and have not done much better since.
Yeah.
5,000 they peaked at. 5,000.
I'm shocked.
I am shocked. Which Wisconsin Dells, which has a plethora of water parks, even the water park that don't do that well. Whoops, and there goes my phone. I knew that was not going to last. I knew that wasn't going to last. Oh well. Ah, trying to get it to settle down here. Sorry, everybody. Everybody's watching me. Can't find you on Blab. Just scroll down. When you open up the app, you gotta scroll down. You gotta kind of up, and then it should show. It should be there. I just checked it a little while ago. We're there. We are there. But thank you for looking. I appreciate people are looking at least for us.
Oh, good.
Yes. Stay there now. Stay there, phone. Okay. I got it settled down. Anyway, even the shittiest water park in town still gets more than 5,000 visitors a day. Okay. Even on a day where it's fucking raining outside, they'll still get more than 5,000 visitors a day.
Okay. Here you go. And maybe I should save this for Friday if we talk about this. You would think that somebody might capitalize on the idea that you have a theme park based upon the flooding of the so-called entire Earth. And shouldn't you have a water park?
Well, there is. I tell you, there is a water park in Wisconsin Dells called, get this, Noah's Ark. It's a wonderful place to visit. They don't push religion on you. They just say, there's a water slide. Go to it. Have fun.
Exactly.
Buy shit. Buy food. Buy trinkets. I was at the Wisconsin Dells Water Park, Noah's Ark. Whee! They actually, to stay with that theme for just a moment.
Yes.
They actually had, at one time, they actually had a fake ark. It was a visitor center. Had little animals, happy animals, out the side the door, and they had a little visitors thing. And then the videos that were on a loop, we're talking about how they did the water wave stuff. I've been in there a few times, and they have restrooms in there and whatnot, and tour guide visitor stuff for things to go to other locations in the Dells.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is. There was no religion in there, just, you know, the happy ark and the happy animals. So, but that's it. Unfortunately, a few years ago, there was a fire, a short or something. No idea exactly what, but it burnt down.
That's some irony there. Water park burns down.
Well, the water park didn't burn down. Just the visitor center burnt down.
Okay, but, well.
Yeah, and the thing was, the boat was made of plastic and things like that, you know. no idea how it started, but it started.
It was you.
I was here the whole time.
I like the place.
I like the place. I think it's a really expensive, but I like the place, actually.
Yeah, those things are, aren't they?
Yes.
Anyway, sorry.
But we're going to, by the way, we're going to try to start doing this on Blab. I mean, hopefully people will be able to find us. If I can figure out how to get to our address on here.
That bodes well.
Yes, I know, right?
But how do we get there?
I don't know how we get there. I can get there. I tried it on my phone. I just opened up the app, and I was like, it had some people who are, I guess, the top showers, I guess. I don't know. And I signed in as a different account, so I knew I could find myself. Connie, I found myself.
I found myself, too, but I was disappointed.
I was never disappointed. Never been disappointed in that. I find myself nightly. Anyway. TMI. Anyway.
Beat to it. Or are we each other? I don't know which it was.
It was a tie. Anyway, you take the screen and then you scroll up. I don't know how you can get to it elsewise. Otherwise, you'll see Packard Pokes. It had one where it shows me, I think, but it was just a private test. But you scroll down, you should see Packard Pokes at, and it should say episode 371, and it says live on it. That's the one you want to.
Scroll down, you should see Packard Pokes at phrasing.
Phrasing.
Just saying. Sorry.
That's all right. I'm going to try to do this here while we're on air. let's see here. AB.im. Okay, I'm in a different browser at the moment, so I can try to verify this as being possible. Because I tried to use this browser before with this, and it just, like, was giving me nothing but troubles. If you're at the homepage on your computer, I don't know how you can find me yet. I think you have to sign in before you can actually get it, before you can actually use it, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. Give it a try. All right, let's see. Try. Okay, watch. Whoops, no. That's not what I wanted to do. Let's see. There's just some schmoes on the front here. One looks like my niece. It's not my niece, though. I guess you have to sign in. Well, anyway, I think it's a repeating video that's on the front there.
I really liked the story, too, by the way. I know
we haven't talked about it
totally, but all those damn promises that he made, what a shyster.
Yes, I completely agree.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go to the next one. This is one I sent to you. I'm afraid we don't have too many stories to talk about today because of the fact.
Well, we only need two, though. Yeah. I mean, and that works for me. I mean, because again, these stories are all really solid. Mm-hmm. Is it the Mike Pence?
I didn't. I haven't come across that one again. Did you send that one to me?
I did, but I can send it again right now.
Hold on, let me take a look here because I'm at the bottom where the Catholic priest is.
Although I do have a problem with this. This is the only one I have a problem with.
This story? This.
Yes.
Okay.
No, Mike Pence Mike Pence advocates for government-funded conversion therapy, which is gay LGBT conversion therapy.
And, yeah. Now, the guy, the reason why I sent that one is because the guy is a fucking religiotard, a major religiotard. He spent he spent taxpayer dollars in Senate to talk about how evolution isn't a thing, which doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Yeah. And no, it doesn't.
And he's advocating for state, for government, for funding for conversion therapy, which they have been, which has been proven doesn't work and is incredibly harmful.
The only reason that I question it is that if you're looking at the page and you go down to paragraph number 4, okay, as reported by PolitiFact, during his first successful run for Congress in 2000, that was 16 years ago, Pence advocated for government funding of gay conversion therapy on his campaign website. And so I was like, wait, so the last time anybody's quoted him as wanting funding for conversion therapy was 16 years ago.
Yeah.
If you drop down, it's near the bottom of the page.
Okay.
As for Pence continuing to support public funding for conversion therapy in 16, PolitiFact reports our research found no evidence. Pence has walked away from his stance. Has walked back from his stance on public funding for conversion therapy. His spokesman did not respond with information about Pence's current position.
Okay, now, all right. So the way I read that is
yes,
that he knew that this might cause some problems because, mm-hmm, well, it's just harmful. It's just fucking harmful.
The political landscape has changed in 16 years. It's changed in the last 2 years.
Yeah,
to be quite honest. So he might be hiding. I just don't see.
I don't want to straw man anybody. I certainly do not want to straw man.
But at the same time, in the next paragraph, if you want to read this next one, it's like the second to the bottom. In fact, Mike Pence has a long history.
Hold on a moment. I'm in the wrong window here. Where did he go?
I don't know if people can hear me, so I don't want to see.
No, I've got the headphones thing set up. Okay. It's hugging my it's hugging my iPhone right now.
All right, it's the second to the last paragraph.
Okay, I just gotta find it again here. I'm in a wrong window here. I have no idea what happened.
He literally looks like an asshole to me. He looks like he does. The picture of him.
There it is. God, I found it.
Pucked up. Thank you. If you want to read that.
What it says here, bottom line.
The one right above it. He has a long history.
Okay. Mike Pence has a long history of demeaning gays and promoting discrimination against the LGBT community. In the Post, Pence has claimed that the gay couples signal societal collapse. Oh, no, Connie, societal collapse because the gays can get married. Oh, no. Oh, wait a minute. I can go and still get water from my tap. I still have electricity. And
you can still marry whoever you want.
I can still marry whoever I want. And I can still walk down the street and not get shot by roaming gangs of gay people because that's not a thing either.
But be careful if you have something that looks like a gun and there are police officers.
Oh, yeah. If I carried anything that looked like a gun and I was walking around, then I would be more scared of police at that point.
It's unfortunate.
It is. It really is unfortunate that the people who are sworn to protect us are now the stormtroopers. It's Star Wars. I mean, they're missing is the white outfits. Anyway, it says here, oppose a law that would prohibit discrimination against LGBT people in the workplace, oppose the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and more recently, he objected to the Obama administration directive on transgender bathrooms, which there was a recent court decision on that as well, where they said they don't want us to, they don't want that to be a thing either, I guess. I don't know. Oh, we got two people. It looks like we got two people watching us on Blab now. We got two people here. One's watching us. Thank you. Hello.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, finally someone's found us. They found us. They found us, Connie. Better hide. They found us again. No. Anyway. Anyway, he says he opposed the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Oh, yeah, I read that part. Bottom line, gay conversion therapy is child abuse, while Pence's anti-gay bigotry is deplorable. It is right in line with the over anti-gay bigotry of the Republican Party in 2016. I have got to say this, because if I don't fucking say this, I'm going to have a fucking spaz attack on the show if we talk about this. Is that we evolved. I know, big news, right? We evolved. Part of our brains, we have mammalian brain, we have a lizard brain, and we have another type of cognitive brain that, you know, that we've all mammalded into one over the generations of, you know, breeding.
Oh, maybe that's the brain that they're missing.
No, actually, well, all right, hold on.
Sorry.
No, I was going to say, because the George Carlin put it best, the mammalian brain says, hey, let's get laid. The this other part of the brain, I forget which, the lizard brain, I got to find this quote. The lizard brain says, hey, let's get laid, but let's first fucking kill this guy so we can get laid. So, and the religious people, I think, they have a greater proportion of lizard brain in their heads. They have a greater proportion of lizard brains in their heads. So they basically want to say fuck with everybody. And they are not thinking, they don't think, this is the reason why they don't think skeptically. I mean, that's just my hypothesis. It's not, I'd like to take a few Christians apart and, you know, and ooh, there's the lizard brain. And oh, you have a giant proportion of lizard brain. How about that? Oh, no, I wouldn't know what the fuck to look. I'd be looking like, well, there's gray matter here. There's gray matter here. What's the difference? I don't know. I ain't a doctor.
I'm a podcaster, not a doctor.
I'm a doctor. I'm a podcaster, not a doctor, damn it.
Oh, God. I saw Star Trek Beyond with my number six son, Tyler, a couple weeks ago in 3D. It was a lot of fun, by the way, just to say, because I love McCoy and the guy who plays McCoy now.
Actually fitting into the role quite well. He has the look, he's fitting in. I saw the movie one too.
And Quinto, who's playing Spock, I mean, I love them both in their roles, and I love them, you know, the repartee in that movie was really fun.
I was a little irritated that the first one that came out. I was a little irritated that the first one. I mean, the way it felt. I mean, it's a movie. I'm not talking facts. It's a movie. I'm not talking facts.
Hey, but you know what? I felt that way kind of about the first Star Trek movie of all time, because
you mean the motion picture?
Really, yes, okay. The motion picture and all my favorite characters. And so, anyway, I'm sorry. Are we doing a movie review show? Because I would love.
Yeah,
that.
let's talk about movies instead, because I really want to do that now.
No, I would. I'd be.
You know, and the thing. Well, all right. Let's just.
All
right, hold on. Forget asshole face for just a minute. You mentioned Star Trek One.
Oh, can I?
You mentioned Star Trek One, the motion picture.
Yes.
Just real quick here, because in the original series, the Klingons did not have the big ridges on their head, and they were the first introduced into that one. And they've said, well, it's actually part of the original genre, but these were a human hybrid, a thing, and the Klingons don't like to talk about that because it was a dark day in their history, and they really didn't like that part. They were trying to be more like us, and they had the green skin, and yada, 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 yada. So, anyway... Yeah.
Yes,
but that's everybody was like, "Why the Klingons look so weird?" So, Sorry, we were off on a tangent.
The trouble with Tribbles in Star Trek Next Generation.
Yeah, they
have Worf, and you have basically the traditional Klingons.
Yeah.
Yes.
So yeah, they kind of melded into like, well, we don't talk about that. And they actually did address that on the TV show Enterprise.
Yeah. Oh gosh. Oh,
sorry about that. Little trip down Star Trek lane. I apologize, everybody.
Yeah,
kind of got off our track here.
Yeah,
we had to have a happy moment. So
okay,
back to the asshole anyway.
Now you got the one. Well, actually, this was the last story you shared.
Yeah,
with
that's
me.
The. I was looking earlier this afternoon. I could not find anything else. I apologize.
You know, it sometimes it's not a matter of quantity but quality. And
yes.
We have several. I apologize. I would like to talk about Mike Pence, but I don't want to sit here and have an argument and then have this little asswipe come out, because politicians lie.
They do. The politicians lie and they change their minds
depending upon the weather and the direction of the wind, the political wind. And again,
you know, I would really, if we're going to talk about anything for our top story, I would like, I think would be a good top story would be the Ark Encounter one.
I think so too. Cause talk about a huge lie that everybody was saying, how is this supposed to even work? You know, to bring, all of the other breaks that Ken Ham and this group were given.
Yeah.
I could say that would be number one.
Yeah,
definitely.
And for our second story, the Satan in schools. For people who are watching us now on Meerkat, because I set my phone up to do that thing, and I still don't know if you can hear Connie. I apologize if you can't. But I would like to talk about the After School Satan Club.
ASSC.
The ASSC. The ASCII Club. The ASS Club.
You know, you just have to think that somebody actually purposely named it that.
I will be willing to bet you that's exactly what happened.
Yes. We have unbelievable deities this
I forgot. Is that this week? That is this week.
I think it should be. Last time I think.
No, yeah, we had logical fallacy last time. So this one is a unbelievable deity. So that's God Checker, right?
Yes, it is.
Checker.com. I haven't gone to the site in a while, so I kind of forgot what it was.
Me either. Imagine that.
I don't have to check to see if God is real because I don't believe in a God. Let's see.
Is there a flood deity?
Speaking of flood deities, speaking of floods,
yes.
I got to find this video. Apparently, there was a flood, and it was on the Weather Channel. This guy's like, well, maybe the flood over the world was real. Because over in China, they found the things and over there where it says they had a big flood on this river. So that means the entire world would flood. It's like, fuck. Really? Really? You got to be fucking kidding me. I'll find the video. I'll find the video if I can, and I will send it to you. And you'll have a big facepalm moment. You will have a serious facepalm moment.
Awesome.
Anyway, let's see here. Which God should we go for this week?
Don't know.
How about, you know, I'm gonna go to the Chinese gods. We've been hitting pretty hard on the local ones
gods
here.
Gods of Asia.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, Chinese mythology.
The first one is monkey.
Aww.
Monkey, the monkey god. Who doesn't like a monkey god?
I just watched Kung Fu Panda 3, and Jackie Chan is the voice of the monkey.
Hmm.
On that movie, all the movies.
Let's see here.
The Jade Emperor. Interesting.
Is the stern face ruler of heaven sometimes trouble keeping a straight face? I like a god that can't keep a straight face.
Sounds like my kind of god.
That sound like my kind of god. I'm gonna click on the monkey god here.
Okay.
The infamous irreprehensible monkey king and great age equal of
heaven.
Ooh,
he sounds like a human to me.
It does. Star and stage, screen, and scroll monkey is the true hero of the journey of Western.
Journey to the West. Oh, I have not watched that whole movie.
I've never heard of the movie. The amazing novel, Frivolity of Profundity, written by Wu Cheng in the 16th century. One of China's four great novels, and highly recommended for anyone seeking enlightenment or entertainment. From the beginning of time, a certain rock of the mountain of fruit and flower had been soaking up the goodness of nature of Kwai energy.
Key.
No. Key.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There's no E and Y there. There's no key. There's no K there either. No key.
I could be wrong. You could click on the little link. I'll do that.
You do that. I will
all
do
right.
that. Oh, by the way, E-Music Cafe, thank you for liking the stream and restreaming it.
It's Chi.
Chi. The Chi energy. Chi.
Chi energy.
Chi.
Yes.
That makes more sense. Chi energy. One day, this pregnant rock... I'm done. Walking away. A pregnant rock. Rocks can now get pregnant.
Well, how else do you expect mountains to spring into existence?
I don't know. And from it hatched a stone ape. Of course. It's the stone ape from that cartoon. I can see the cartoon in my head. I just can't pull it from my,
You'll have to be more specific. I've seen
it's
a
cartoon. It had Tundro. No, it's Tundro. 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 Okay.
All right. Hold on a minute.
Herculoids. Cartoon show Herculoids. I didn't have to even look it up. It's from the cartoon Herculoids.
I that one. Sorry.
You never heard of Herculoids? Oh, you had a bad childhood.
It sounds like something you need an ointment for. So
it does. It really does. Do you have Herculoids? Well.
Do you have Herculoids?
I bought some ointment and I don't have Herculoids anymore. Anyway, the Herculoids have a rock ape, Tundro, and Zoc. As I recall, was the flying bat creature thing. It was like a dragon. And it could shoot laser beams from its tail and its eyes. And then they had Gliop and Gleep, which were like... I don't know what they were. They were like schmoos. They're like the schmoo, if you understand what a schmoo is. They're like these blobby things. They could form different shapes. And then they had... A thing looked like a Triceratops, which had six legs, eight legs, and it shot rocks from its horn.
Okay, I'm intrigued because I watched cartoons for a very long time, longer than most kids my age watched them, and I had kids at a very young age. You've obviously hit that spot where I have a huge like black hole of cartoon knowledge.
For this. Oh, and it gets better.
It gets better.
He's on a planet which basically is mostly uninhabited, except for all the parts that are inhabited by other creatures who are not really, they're not really, you know, like, I don't know. it's like Tarzan of this planet. And they live up on top of this gigantic flowery thing. And... He with his wife and his kid, and they.
Damn you, Johan!
Just look up Herculoids. I can't. It's on Kiss Me Cartoon. Go watch it. It's It's a fun show. They battle all these space creatures that come down randomly and try to, like, we're gonna get Xandor for no fucking reason because we've not set up the plot and device ahead of time, said that we've had this argument with Xandor. And then, but the Xandor automatically knows all the space creatures that are coming to visit.
Sure. Okay. You know, Flash Gordon and
It's like Flash Gordon with a shield and wearing a loincloth.
I just finished watching Gravity Falls, so
I've started Gravity Falls. I've not seen it yet. I will get her caught up to it eventually. Anyway, back to the Stone Ape. Sorry.
Back to the Monkey God.
Back to the Monkey God, the Stone Ape, who solemnly bowed to the four corners of the earth, which is not possible because the earth doesn't have four corners. You're just bowing to your ass. And then jumped off to have fun. He jumped off the planet. Well,
monkeys just want to have fun.
Cindy Lauper
sang that song, I think.
Right? That's girls just want to have fun, not monkeys.
I thought it was gorillas just want to have fun.
No, that's Planet of the Apes. That's Planet of the Apes. That's a different thing there. This was Monkey. He was a high-spirited, egotistical, and full of mischievous pranks. He was soon having a wonderful time as King of the Apes. King of the Apes. But a niggling worry began to gnaw at him. Where are the bananas going at night after I eat them?
If I get over 100 of them, I get an extra life. Oh, wait, that's Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong, right. Which would change his life. The Monkey King feared death. Oh, no, I can't play anymore.
Every religion ever.
Defined immortality. Monkey became the disciple of Father Zabudi. I have no idea if I'm pronouncing that right. I really don't care. It's all fucking crap.
Well, you know I'll obsess about that.
Yeah, I know you will. I won't. And rather, deist stage. The sage. Oh, sage, not stage. That's a stage where you dance or here, wherever. Unimpressed with the simian trunks, gave the Monkey King a new title, Disciple Aware of Emptiness. He's aware of emptiness.
Monkey, being a simian, being the predecessor of humans, is aware of his own mortality. Interesting.
Yes. Now, Monkey was very pleased with this epitaph, not realizing it referred to the vacuum in his head. Oh my God, I like this one even more. I am going to start calling certain Christians this, especially like Ken Ham and things like, you are the disciple aware of emptiness. We'll do this one. We'll do Monkey.
Thank you.
We'll do Monkey. Yes. We gotta find me a picture of this Monkey God, and because I'm not just gonna put a picture of any monkey up on the screen.
I will do that.
Thank you very much. Okay, I just wanted to check to see if people are still able to watch us. Hey, we had 6 people pop in and out from here. Oh, wow. And a lot of people pop in and out. Hello, M25M. I'm just getting back to the screen here to see if anybody can actually see me. And it's like, oh, yeah, there you are.
Real quick question before we end, because we can't discuss this, but true or troll this week?
You are. Now, you're doing the true or troll.
It's all of it on me.
Yes, all of it's on you.
Oh, damn. Okay, all 12. Got it.
Hey, we got 3 people watching. Hello. I have no idea where my cameras are anymore. They're like, hello, there it is. I'm looking over to the right. Everybody see me look to the right because this is just, you know, no frills except for over here at Blab. I have a spinning earthy thing and I have Connie sitting next to me. Whoops, over here. Right above me here. You're on my right side. left side, I guess. I don't know. It depends on what your point of view is.
Is it my gizmo?
Yeah, it's Gizmo. Gizmo.
Poor Gizmo. He was so upset. He does not like it when strange children are in his house. This morning he was like, meow, and he was very upset. Upset at me not letting me near him. He's like, I'm upset.
There are people in my house. Who are do you think you are letting people in my house?
He was, yes. But we made up, and he's forgiven me. So.
Well, they're gone now, so I will forgive you this time, but next time.
Pretty sure I know you bring me my food, so I better make up with you.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay.
So we have the Kenham.
Kenham.
Is number one.
Yep.
It's Satanic Temple is number two. Chinese Monkey God is.
Monkey God.
And we have True Troll, which I have to collect.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Sounds like a plan. By the way, again, we have a guest, Dark Realm 6, on with us as a guest this Friday. Or not this Friday. Sorry, not this Friday. Next Friday.
I'm sorry. Is next that Friday.
Dark Ram, and then the number 6. Dark Ram 6. Pick out a channel. Subscribe. Subscribe to Packard Pokes At while you're at it. If you haven't subscribed to Packard Pokes At on YouTube, please do so. And a new episode of The Atheist, The Bible, and No Wardrobe will be dropping this Friday. I got a camera below here, and I've got a camera right in front of me, way ahead of me. So if I'm looking down, if I look up, I'm looking ahead of the people who are all over the place here. I don't know. So I'm used to looking straight down, and now I've got two cameras here, so whatever. Sorry.
Awesome.
Yes.
Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team.
Yes, it is, actually. It's nice when you're part of a team and yes, you still have to do all this shit by yourself. Anyway, the next episode will be dropping this Friday. Not this last week's episode, but the week previously, there's some content in there that when we read it, I made fun of it because I didn't understand the context after the fact, because we figured out this shit later on in Exodus, and I'm like, ugh. So I had to re-listen to it like 3 times, go, that's a thing. Yes, that's a thing we're talking about. I don't know. Something is going in my phone here. I don't know if my speakers are working or something's getting hot. Something. I don't know. I'm getting scratchy much from my speakers from my headphones. I guess I don't know what's going on there. Maybe I'm touching something. I don't know.
Oh well. I don't know if you're continuing to hear the scratch, but I had something on my desk and I was.
I don't know. It was coming through. I didn't hear it in my headphones. I heard it through the headphones. Or that's one I have. I squashed onto my phone here. So I don't know if that's what it was or what.
I apologize.
No, it's all right. I didn't pick it up anyway, so I have no idea where it is where it's coming from. So anyway.
All right.
So join us. Download the second show. Download the second show. You want to listen to The Atheist, The Bible, and No Wardrobe. Trust me, it's a show that you cannot afford to not miss. I put 2 double negatives in there, so miss it if you want to. I really don't care. But no, we want you to listen to the show, actually, because there's a lot of... we're reading the Bible. It's boring as shit, but we try to make it as interesting as possible. If you're looking for a flat reading, that's not the podcast for you. If you're looking for commentary, someone to read and talk about and discuss, then we could do that. That's the show you want to listen to.
That's what gets me is that a lot of Christians, they'll subscribe to apologists who sit there and interpret the Bible for them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why are you letting one person whose presupposition is already that God does exist?
Yeah.
Read this for you.
Exactly. I mean, go. We don't. You know. What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with the way we do it either. I mean, just we have a right to say, hey, this should mean this, But we're just taking it as it is. We're not saying, we're not adding superstitious nonsense to it. We're not saying, oh, a mystical thing happened, so this is the reason why this mystical thing happened. Because you're explaining a mystery with another mystery at that point. We don't do that. We talk about what's actually part of the context of what we're actually reading. So we don't need to have...
said that. Now, as I reflect on when we started the channel, I wish that we'd made that a point.
Yeah. We still can. I mean, I think we've
That's true. Maybe we should revisit our introduction and rethink it.
Yeah, maybe.
Make it more presentable to people. Just
introduction point two. 2.0. Yeah. We'll just throw a little extra. There's like extra introduction because we didn't clarify in the first one.
Right. So. Right. Well, because again, I want people to listen. I want people to find it and listen, and we might find more people.
Yeah, maybe.
If people are actually, if what they're looking for and is just because, well, anyway.
Anyway, find the show on YouTube, this show. The one we're on talking to on right now is Packard Pokes. This one's on YouTube, Stitcher, and Spreaker. And the other one is on Stitcher, Spreaker, and iTunes. iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker. This one is also on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker, and on YouTube. So, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Just so we're all completely misunderstood now.
Are we clear now?
Are we clear as mud?
As mud.
Yeah, I don't know where that squeaking is coming from. The phone is, I don't know, it's dying or something? I don't know.
It might be my chair, but
I don't know. It's picking up, this thing is picking up something. I don't know what's causing it. I got I'm going to have to hold the phone for a moment.
I hope it's not my chair.
No, I don't know where the squeaking's coming from. I'm not hearing it, but it's definitely getting picked up by the other headphones. So... stop by to the show. We do the show live Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time at vaughnlive.tv/PackardPokes. That's vaughnlive.tv/PackardPokes. If you're watching us over on Blab, the information is right there. Everything is right there for you to grab the information from. If you're listening to this in audio, I'll go very slowly. If you haven't caught the show before, it's vaughnlive.tv, not .com, not .org, not net. It's .tv/PackardPokes at PackardPokesAt, PackardPokes at all one word. Okay. We're going to get out of here. Thanks, everybody, for coming and listening to us blab on Blab.
Thank you so much.
And Meerkat, we'll be back next week on Blab, as my system seems to have handled it just nicely and it didn't go all cockeyed.
Yay!
Yay! Yay for technology.
Good night.
Good night. Time thing. There it is.